local news and high school basketball is on Giant FM.
Only the best for you. Acra Automotive. Halftime report from Newcastle, where the Shelbyville Golden Bears have had the doors blown off. Newcastle 52-13, led by 7 threes and 25 first half points from Luke Bumbelow. I'm not sure what else is left to be said. That sums it up right there.
Yeah, he's been doing it all over the floor, but mainly from deep three-point range. He's shooting it very well. The team's shooting it very well. He's also got 3 rebounds, 3 assists to go along with 25 points.
Individual scoring after Luke Bumbelow. Not the only man in double figures. Nick Greaser has been guarding Zach Kuhn and scoring 10 points. 7 from Blake Burris, 5 apiece by Colin Blessinger and Mason Hardwick. 4 of 4 free throw shooting by Newcastle in the first half. 4 players have scored for Shelbyville, led by 6 from Zach Kuhn, a 3-pointer by Josh Williams, and 2 apiece by Luke Asher and Garrett Davis. Shelbyville 3 of 6 at the line. It was 27-7 Newcastle after 1, and now 52-13. Here at halftime.
And before I get into the numbers, make no mistake, Shelbyville's not getting blown out here just because of Bumbelow. The other guys have been playing very well. Shelbyville hasn't stopped anybody. Bumbelow just stands out with that high point total. Okay, shooting numbers. First, let's start with Shelbyville. 4 of 20, 20% from the field. 2 of 7 from behind the arc, 29%. Kuhn has 1 and Williams has 1. 6 rebounds, 2 offensive. 2 assists, 5 turnovers, first half for the Bears. For Newcastle, probably the best shooting first half we've seen in quite some time. 19 of 26, 73% from the field. 10 of 14 behind the arc, 71%. And Bumbelow, like I said, not the only guy to hit threes. Mason Hardwick has 1, Blake Burris has 1, Nick Greaser has 1. So spreading the wealth around tonight, Newcastle. 15 rebounds, 3 offensive, 7 assists. Only 2 first-half turnovers for Newcastle.
Halftime from Newcastle. All Trojans, 52-13 on the BP Dock Shops.
When you shop for a used vehicle, you want to make sure it's a quality used vehicle. That's why it's important to buy from a dealer that offers certified pre-owned vehicles. Acra Automotive is your local certified pre-owned vehicle dealer. Acra Automotive has served Shelby County for over 20 years with quality pre-owned vehicles, and now they're certified. Visit today to find out why your family, friends, and neighbors continue to buy from Acra Automotive, 1200 East State Road 44, Shelbyville.
Only the best will do. Only the best for you. Acra Automotive Group.
Local radio is high school basketball. Basketball. On Giant FM.
Acra Automotive halftime report. 52-13, Newcastle leads Shelbyville. I will repeat that if you're hearing it for the first time. Newcastle, 52. Shelbyville, 13. Closer game, although leaning to the way that you would anticipate it going, Morristown and Waldron boys basketball.
Yeah, last update we see there, they're probably getting close to halftime, if not there, but last check, Morristown was up 27-16. Logan Theobald with 10 points so far in the first half. So Morristown favored to win, but Waldron keeping it closer than maybe we thought they would.
Shelbyville next week has Greenwood on the road and Mount Vernon and Franklin in a back-to-back Friday, Saturday. Now, even though Shelbyville pulled off that dramatic win over Connersville, I still see things game to game that I can ignore the scoreboard that concern me, and that is Zach Kuhn being tracked by every defender known to man, Josh Williams being really the only other guy who can maybe find his shot, and that's not going to happen here tonight when you throw in the knee brace and other factors. Wins and losses, those are in play every game, and it's not going to be a productive situation the longer it goes along. if there's not some more balance in this thing.
And that's what excited me after that opening night game at Rushville or against Rushville when I saw DJ Kramer with 18. I thought that might be the third option that this team really needed. But since that game, they really haven't found a third scorer. So they need something to get going here tonight. I don't know if they can salvage this game, but at least they can play a much better half.
52-13, Shelbyville down by a bundle, third period next. You're listening to High School Basketball Giants.
The team of knowledgeable professionals at Clark Orthodontics know how a beautiful smile can affect your confidence and self-esteem. At Clark Orthodontics, their goal is to provide you with high-quality treatment and give you that terrific smile. Dr. David Clark uses modern treatment techniques to ensure that you get the smile you've always wanted in the most efficient, comfortable way possible. In Shelbyville, visit Clark Orthodontics at 1530 South Miller Street. Call 392-6166 or online at smilebyclarkortho.com and get the smile you've always wanted.
The inside story weekday mornings on Giant FM Sports.
Ready to begin the third period, wrapping up our Acra Automotive halftime report. Johnny McCurry, Jason Parker, and I joked, I wonder what they'll give Bumbleow at halftime. They honored him before the game for 1,000 points, and then he explodes in the first half. Well, it turns out with the 25 points, he moved into 12th on the all-time scoring list. So there was something that came with that outburst over the first two periods. Newcastle ball, Shelbyville man-to-man. Starters on the floor for both ball clubs. Davis defending on Greaser. Backdoor cut by Bumbleow. Handoff on the perimeter for Hardwick, and Davis got a knee up into Hardwick, committing a foul. Second on Davis, first in the half. Inbounding in the corner, Greaser lob across the paint for Bumbleow. He'll skirt it back outside. Bumbleow crossover onto the right hand, zooming it, and the step in. Well timed by Matney from the baseline, who catches for an easy lay-in. Josh Williams, catch and shoot, top of the key. Good for three by Williams on the handoff from Kuhn. Williams' second three, he has six. 54-16, the Newcastle advantage. Greenfield Central and New Pal, they're tied at 47 late in the third period of their game in Greenfield tonight. Crossover, Hardwick, bounce pass, deflected away by Kramer, picked up by Asher, the give to Williams. Williams into the front court, stop and go, drop it off for Asher. It's a long two-pointer, no good. Rebound, Bumbleow, and a run out the other way. Bumbleow from three, high off the rim, no. Greaser the board. Newcastle starts over, and nobody's guarding Greaser, so he goes to the rim and hit the bottom of the rim on the layup. Asher made it a tough shot, but Newcastle the rebound again. Around the horn with it, Hardwick. The handoff for Greaser. At this point, Newcastle could go four corners and finish this game off in about 12 minutes.
Please.
Greaser bouncing for Burris. Left-handed dribble in the paint. Outside, catch and shoot three. Off the mark by Hardwick. Shelbyville the board. Looking up court with Asher. Dribble baseline. And Asher quicker with the dribble than Matney was moving his feet. Foul on Matney, number three. Inbounding baseline, Bears. Kuhn in for Williams. High three, left it short. Rebound. Kuhn got a hand on it. Couldn't catch it or hold on. Taken away by Newcastle, and a Shelbyville foul on Davis. Third on Davis. Second on the Bears. Sherwood in, replacing Davis. Luke Bumbleow, 7 of 10, three-point shooting in the first half, 25 points. Guarded now by Kuhn. Greaser goes away from a screen, beats his defender baseline. And an offensive foul or a block? Looks like a block on Sherwood.
A block, but not a very loud whistle. Half the players on the floor were running back down to the other end.
Mitch Heaned into the game. Josh Williams will sit. And you begin to wonder how much time maybe Williams will even see in the second half with that knee. Bumbleow inbounding. Throws in the corner for Greaser. He fakes a handoff, drives it under the rim, and finds Burris, who misses a three. Rebound tapped around, knocked to the floor. And T.J. Sherwood going to be called for a rebound foul. Unfortunately, Sherwood gets a foul as two Newcastle players run into each other and fall down fighting for the rebound. Sherwood was there, made contact. Foul number two. Fourth on the team. Inbounding is Greaser. Bumbleow with a catch out front. Bumbleow left-handed dribble. Crossover from three. Off the mark. Rebound Mitch Yean. Yean will jog it up into the front court. Defended by Burris as he comes across. On the right wing it goes for Asher. Dribble into the paint. One-handed runner no good. And the rebound is taken away by Bumbleow. He'll push into the front court and got away with a double dribble. Shoveled out front for Hardwick. Hardwick from the wing, driving, scooping, missing, rebound put back good by Madney. Substitution Shelbyville as Kuhn elevates, misses, gets his own rebound and is fouled on the way up. He'll get two free throws. Nick Greaser on the foul, his third. Kuhn free throw shooting. First is good. He's got one more. Second free throw good from Kuhn. And a 56-18 Newcastle advantage with 4:50 to go. Ball on the perimeter now with Greaser driving, taking it to the rim, count it, it'll go with a foul. He'll go to the line.
Chapman with his first foul. Just coming in off the bench, number 40.
Greaser has a dozen. His free throw missed. Rebound into the corner. Tracked down by Sherwood. And he throws it away in the backcourt. Newcastle with it. 58-18 advantage. 40-point lead. Here's Burris. The kick for Greaser. The three is missed. And Burris the rebound. Outside Bumbleow. Baseline drive. And he blew the layup. Rebound Greaser. And Newcastle starting over yet again. Hardwick the drive. Underneath layup. Good by Matney. Into the paint. Kuhn a runner no good. Fighting for the rebound. Gets it and scores. And at this point I think we're going to see a lot of Zach Kuhn as long as he's on the floor. Although now he slaps down and commits a foul on Bumbleow in the backcourt. That foul on Kuhn, number two. Already team foul number six. Sherwood out, Chapman out, Williams back on the floor, joining Kuhn, Yen, Kramer checks in, and Asher. And Shelbyville in man-to-man defensively. Bumbleow outside with it is Hardwick. Burris below the free throw line. On the perimeter for Hardwick. He'll dribble into a mid-range jumper and knock it down. Mason Hardwick now with seven. His first point since back at the first period. Kuhn from three. Top of the key swish. 62-23, the Newcastle advantage. 3:27 to go in the third period. Bumbleow waiting on a screen. Blessinger sets it. He splits defenders. Does Bumbleow all the way to the rim. Took some contact underneath. And the little double pump scoop is good for two and a foul. Which prompts this question. Well, I've got a stoppage in the play. You get a stretch from a shooter like Bumbleow, who's hitting oftentimes from a long distance and hitting 7 of 10 threes. Bumbleow at the line. Would you have ever, and I'm telling you I would have, gone out and just taken Bumbleo down to the floor. And you know what I mean. I don't mean a dirty foul. But look at Bumbleo shooting after a chance to sit in the locker room. Things have calmed.
Right.
You take somebody out of their rhythm. Sometimes it's time to take somebody to the floor.
Yeah.
And I think the Bears missed that opportunity.
Yeah, that opportunity was about 45 minutes ago.
Kuhn with a three, forced over the double team, no good. Back tap by Asher into the hands of number four, Cole McDaniel. And he simply outruns everybody to the other end on the dribble and scores. Driving, Kuhn for two. A floater good for two. And it's right now Kuhn against the world right now. 67-25, the Newcastle advantage. Around the horn goes Hardwick. Backdoor cut, Bumbleo, the catch. Blocked on the way up. And a held ball called on the block by Kuhn. Shelbyville, the possession arrow. Garrett Davis in, replacing Josh Williams.
Good pass by Hardwick. He threw it where Bumbleo was going to be. Led him right to the basket. But a nice defensive play by Kuhn to tie that shot up.
2:33 to go in the third. Kuhn defended by Greaser on the left hand, drives by him, scoops it up, and missed the scoop. They'll fight for the rebound. Kuhn diving after knocking it loose. He was out of bounds on last contact with the ball. It goes over to Newcastle. Inbounding, right sideline, McDaniel. His pass deflected out of bounds in the trap by Davis.
Hey, don't lose track of him.
Inbounding sideline corner. Newcastle into Bumbleo. Up the court comes Greaser. McDaniel baseline, back out front. Greaser picks up the dribble, needs some help, nearly threw it away. It is still loose and recovered by Mitch Yen. Into the front court. A look down by Kuhn for Davis. And Davis and I think Bumbleo practically caught the ball at the same time. It'll be a possession arrow tie-up over to Newcastle. Low-scoring game in conference play at the end of three. Pendleton 28, Mount Vernon 27, going to the fourth. Greaser ahead to Bumbleo. A three on the left wing, and he missed again. Rebounded by Kuhn. 67-25, Newcastle with under two to play in the third. Hand off to Kramer. Head fake, spin, jumper, short. Asher, rebound put back, no good. And Asher, a foul on the rebound. Fourth foul on Asher. And Bumbleo at the free throw line. Sherwood in, replacing Asher. Wes Chamberlain checks in. And Blessinger to the Newcastle bench. Bumbleo on the season, just a 63% free throw shooter. He converts here. Greaser will sit down. And Greaser is in. William for Nicholas. Bumbleo free throw, good on a pair. 69-25, Newcastle. Kuhn lefty dribble into the paint. Runner up, no good. Rebound, Sherwood. Kramer catch and shoot three. Good. DJ Kramer on the board, first time tonight. 69-28. Quick push by Newcastle. The trailer is Greaser, and he lost control of the ball trying to make a pass. Into the front court, Davis. Bumbleo undercut him and committed the foul. Second on Bumbleo tonight. Eighth on the team. Fourth team foul. And Davis in the backcourt. Davis on a screen from Kuhn. Bobbled the ball, recovered it. Crossover dribble onto the left hand, down to the baseline, and another Newcastle foul. That one on Chamberlain, number 22. Team foul number five. Shot on the way. Perimeter by Kramer missed. Rebound. Putback. Sherwood won't go. And Bumbleau pulls away the defensive rebound. Bumbleau the push. Leaves it behind for Will Greaser, who missed the three. Check that. Hardwick on miss. Kuhn on the rebound. Kuhn the look ahead to Sherwood. Head fake. And no layups. Newcastle made sure that ball didn't get above the shoulders. Two free throws coming for Sherwood. T.J. Sherwood to the free throw line. First on the way, around and out. One more coming for number 10. Front rimmed it, but got the bounce. Sherwood's first point of the evening. 69-29. Into the front court, Bumbleau. Final 39 seconds here in the third. Not much of a game in Delaware County in conference play tonight. Delta pounding on Yorktown, 44-18 at the half. Here it's been Newcastle from the get-go. Now leading by 40 as Bumbleau runs down the third period clock. Reach in by Kuhn, trying to get a knock away at midcourt. Clock at 11, 10, down to 8. Bumbleau from 30, short. Rebound Davis. Davis ahead to Yend. Kramer from half court off the top of the glass. At the end of three, BP Doc Shop scoreboard. Newcastle 69, Shelbyville 29 on Giant
Evan Court. A breaded tenderloin sandwich is one of Indiana's most popular sandwiches. And in Shelbyville, you'll find the best tenderloin at BP's Dock Shop. That's right, you'll find the number one best-rated tenderloin in Shelbyville at BP's Dock Shop, 326 East Broadway. If you're looking for a quick bite to eat at lunch or an afternoon snack, stop in at BP's Dock Shop for a great-tasting tenderloin or try their Chester's Chicken menu. They also offer convenient snack items, fountain drinks, and fresh brewed coffee. If you haven't tried a tenderloin from BP's Dock Shop, you, my friend, are missing out on the real deal.
Local news and high school basketball is on Giant FM.
Johnny McCurry, Jason Parker, high school basketball, Giant FM Sports, brought to you by Salmon Brothers. Why go anywhere else? 40-point lead, Newcastle. Going to the final period of play. Zach Kuhn off the dribble will take a three and knock it down to open up the period. 69-32, Shelbyville full court pressure. Cole McDaniel bottled up by a trap, finds Burris. Across the timeline, a long pass, and down low it is a good look from Hardwick to the shooter who gets knocked down and will go to the free throw line after missing the layup at the line, Greaser.
If you want to talk about a low-scoring game, Rushville, Franklin County, into three, Lions up 25-21.
Wow. Fourth foul, Garrett Davis. Greaser misses the free throw. He's got one more coming. 3 points so far on the night. Lefty shooter. Missed both. Rebound Kuhn. Kuhn front court guarded now by Greaser. Leaves it off for Davis. He'll take it in the paint. Find Kramer for a three, and Kramer connects. Second three for Kramer. 6 points on the evening. 69-35 at Newcastle. Nearly threw it away on the end line. Now it's a two-on-one after a long pass up court. Shelbyville recovers defensively. Trojans bring it outside.
Get up!
7-12 to go in the fourth. Hardwick picks it up, throws to McDaniel. McDaniel shovels it underneath. Hardwick will drive from the top of the key, lay it off, and a bucket good for Greaser with a foul. William Greaser with his first field goal. He'll go to the line. Free throw up. Bounced once, twice, three times, and fell off. 71-35, the Newcastle lead. Here's Kramer off a handoff. Free throw jumper around and off and rebounded by McDaniel. McDaniel on the push on the left hand across the timeline between the legs. Picks it up and finds Burris. 6:44 to play. Burris on the perimeter now with Hardwick. Hardwick will take it on the floor, left hand, right down the middle of the paint. Scoop it in, right hand. Hardwick with nine. 73-35, a jumper on the way from Sherwood just outside the paint. No good. Hardwick rebound, long look ahead, pass deflected. Tracked down by Sherwood, but he traveled as he gained control of it. Newcastle to throw it in, baseline corner. In the corner, out front, McDaniel. McDaniel for Burris. Burris driving, leaving it off on the perimeter for a three-point make by Wes Chamberlain. Wes Chamberlain joining the three-party, 76-35, the Newcastle advantage. Kuhn spinning to the right hand, not able to convert. The tap-up by Kuhn is no good, but he was fouled, and he'll be at the free-throw line. Mason Hardwick on the personal, his third. Team foul number seven at the line. Kuhn for a pair. Swish on the first. Asher in, Sherwood out. Burris will sit. And number 44, Nolan Beam, a six-foot senior, into the lineup. First time we've seen him for Newcastle. Kuhn's free throw good. Full court pressure, Shelbyville. McDaniel on the sideline. Davis takes the ball away from him. Davis to the rim misses. The follow by Zach Kuhn. 76-39. Shelbyville trapping again backcourt. McDaniel knocks the ball away. Does Kuhn at midcourt, so they'll scramble for it. And a possession arrow. No, we'll have a foul on the scramble, and Shelbyville will be at the free throw line. .545 to play. Mitch Yeend will go to the line. First time he's been there this evening. One in bonus, and he rattles it out no good. Newcastle up 37, breaking Shelbyville pressure. McDaniel an open look at a three, and he hits. First three by Cole McDaniel, 5 points on the evening. Again, a 40-point lead for Newcastle. Kuhn off the dribble from three, will not go. And the rebound by Nolan Beam. Hardwick being guarded by Kuhn backcourt, beats him into the front court. Chamberlain with a touch in the corner, missed the jump shot. Rebound fought for, taken away by Kuhn. 5:14 to go in the fourth. Lobbed ahead for Kramer. Kramer off the lefty dribble, just above the right elbow, no good. Rebound Beam. And up the sideline comes Newcastle with McDaniel on the dribble. And a foul by Kuhn. 5 minutes to go. Both teams are shooting free throws. Third on Kuhn. Double bonus for Newcastle. McDaniel converts. He's got one more coming. No free throw attempts through the first three games for Cole McDaniel. He makes a pair here.
Go, go, go!
81-39. Kuhn, the push off as he got into the body of Greaser, who was falling backwards himself. But a foul on Greaser will result in the bonus free throws for Kuhn. Free throw, good, one more coming. The only game I can equate this to, well, maybe there's two, as Kuhn converts and Shelbyville takes the timeout. A couple of seasons ago, Shelbyville came in here and got blasted in the first half, but it was one of those where we see a lot of the time the second half was more even and Shelbyville at least made a dent in the scoreboard.
Yeah.
Then there was the game in Connersville, and we referenced that last weekend where a few seasons ago Shelbyville lost not only the game but their minds in the process. So I'm talking about the scoreboard. The Bears' mindset has been fine, just have not played well here tonight. But this game, it's just playing out the string trying to finish this thing right now.
40-point game.
...81-41 with 4:55 to play. Inbounding Newcastle, backcourt trapping pressure. McDaniel with it in the center of the backcourt. Hands it off now to Hardwick. He'll throw ahead to Greaser. Hardwick between the legs. A pass deflected, picked up by Kuhn. Kuhn up court for Kramer. A three in transition is rimmed out long. Rebound off of Newcastle, Shelbyville basketball. And Newcastle with wholesale substitution. This is where you end up with the varsity numbers that aren't a part of the typical varsity program. Kuhn, a turnaround off the inbounds, good for two. Garrick Tabor in the game, a 5'8 freshman. Dylan Burgum, a 5'10 freshman. And Newcastle turns it over in the front court. 81-43, our score. Newcastle on top. I've got Kuhn now with 26 points. Davis holding on the right. Kuhn backing his way in. Outside for Kramer. He'll give it back to Kuhn. Kramer again, catch and shoot three, high off the rim and over the backboard, out of play. Hunter Deaton, number five, will check in for the first time for Shelbyville. 5'11 sophomore. Shelbyville backcourt pressure, ball kicked away out of bounds. It will stay with Newcastle with what seems like an eternity, 3:59 left to go. Traveling in the backcourt on Newcastle. Kuhn handing to Davis. Davis working outside on the perimeter holding. Here is Deaton, top of the key. Asher with a catch outside the paint area. Onto the perimeter it goes for Davis. He'll drive over the defender. Good for two with a foul. First field goal, Garrett Davis. He has 4 points. Personal foul on Trey Miller, number 30. And Davis at the line with one free throw. And he knocks it down. He's 3 of 3 at the line. Number 44, Arturo Brabasco, a 6'2 sophomore, will check in for the Bears. And Zach Kuhn will leave the game likely for the final time. He has 26 points. Full court pressure with, for the most part, a lot of new guys out there right now. Newcastle with a throw ahead that is picked off by Asher. He'll drive, drop it off to Davis. Good for two. Asher starts the break and finishes with a nice assist. 81-48 Newcastle. Pass intended for the post area. Deflected by Bramasco, out of bounds. And last touch by Newcastle. Shelbyville up into the front court. Davis on the dribble on the perimeter left. Posting is Asher. Spin move, reverse, layup, good. Second field goal for Luke Asher, 4 points on the night. Ball is bottled up. In trouble is Tabor. Finally finds a teammate who gets it up the sideline. 81-50, the Newcastle advantage. Trojans with it on the perimeter. Three-point try on the way. In and out. Rebounded by Davis. Davis on the long look ahead. Tough catch baseline by Asher. He stays in bounds into the paint. Jump hook good for two. Asher now with six. Newcastle. A look up the sideline that allows them to beat the backcourt pressure. Shelbyville trying to trap as Asher, playing with four fouls, gets in on the trap and a pass down to the baseline. A catch, a foul, and Newcastle will be at the free throw line.
So number two, Garrett Davis, done his fifth.
Garrett Davis done with his fifth personal foul. He finishes the night with seven.
Jack Baker into the Shelbyville lineup.
And Jack Baker, number 30, in replacing him. Sherwood in as Asher will go to the bench. Asher finishes with six. And Devin Fielden at the line, shooting free throws. He makes the first one.
Box out! Box!
And the second good as well. 83-52 Newcastle, final 2 minutes. Bromasco on the perimeter. Newcastle into zone defense. Yeen on the perimeter. Bromasco in the corner. Jumper missed. Rebound by Fielden. Newcastle with a push-up court. Shelbyville gets back defensively and cuts off the fast break. Cagney's postgame will follow this contest. Newcastle weaving guards out front. Now releasing a three-pointer on the wing off the mark. Sherwood the rebound with a minute 18 to play. Baker front court three. Missed. Rebound pulled away by the Trojans. Down to a minute to play. Jumper from three. In, out, and back in by Dylan Burgum, number 21. In the paint, Shelbyville comes up empty. Sherwood put back. Good for two by T.J. Sherwood. His first field goal. 32 seconds, a three on the way, and good. Another three by Newcastle. '89-54. Bromasco 18-footer, very short. Sherwood fighting for the rebound and going to be fouled on the rebound effort. He'll go to the free throw line. First free throw by Sherwood. In and out. Second one, Sherwood. Front rimmed it. No good. Rebound, Newcastle. And the Trojans will run out the clock. Our final tonight on the BP Doc Shop scoreboard, Newcastle 89, Shelbyville 54 on Giant FM.
It's Haven Court. A breaded tenderloin sandwich is one of Indiana's most popular sandwiches. And in Shelbyville, you'll find the best tenderloin at BP's Dock Shop. That's right, you'll find the number one best-rated tenderloin in Shelbyville at BP's Dock Shop, 326 East Broadway. If you're looking for a quick bite to eat at lunch or an afternoon snack, stop in at BP's Dock Shop for a great-tasting tenderloin or try their Chester's Chicken menu. They also offer convenient snack items, fountain drinks, and fresh brewed coffee. If you haven't tried a tenderloin from BP's Dock Shop, you, my friend, are missing out on the real deal.
Local radio is high school basketball. Basketball on Giant FM.
Postgame is brought to you by Cagney's. Something for everybody on the menu at Cagney's in Shelbyville. Shelbyville falls tonight on the road at Newcastle, 89-54 in a game, Jason Parker, that was over almost before it started.
Yeah, Newcastle got out quick. Everybody was getting involved early, and then Bumbleo took over the second quarter and really put it out of reach at halftime for Shelbyville tonight.
Individual scoring, Newcastle led by Luke Bumbleo with 30 points, but 25 of those came in the first half when this game was decided. All seven of his three-point makes came in the first half, and 16 of his 25 in that second period. 12 points on the night from Nicholas Greaser, 9 for Mason Hardwick, 7 apiece from Colin Blessinger, Cole McDaniel, and Blake Burris. 6 off the bench late in the ballgame by Dylan Burgum. 4 provided by Brandon Matney, a 3-point field goal from Wes Chamberlain, and a 2-point field goal, or 2 free throws rather, by Devin Fielden. Newcastle 10 of 15 at the free throw line. For the Shelbyville Golden Bears, they're led tonight by Zach Kuhn with 26 points. 7 on the night for Garrett Davis. 6 apiece from Luke Asher, DJ Kramer, and Josh Williams. And 3 in the contest from TJ Sherwood, Mitch Eend, Brock Pittman, Jack Baker, Arturo Bramasco, and Jake Chapman all played but did not score. It was 27-7 after one quarter of play, 52-13 at halftime, 69-29 after three, and our final tonight, BP Doc Shop scoreboard, Newcastle 89, Shelbyville 54. For Newcastle, they head to Southport tomorrow afternoon for a 3:20 tip against Brownsburg. Shelbyville, meanwhile, will be off until Tuesday. Golden Bears are at Greenwood on Giant FM Sports.
After 73% from the field in the first half, Newcastle gets a little bit worse in the second, 42% on 11 of 26, but still 58% for the game on 30 of 52 from the field. Shelbyville, 38% in the second half, 14 of 37, up from 20 in the first half. For the game, Shelbyville, 32% on 18 of 57. They were 7 of 18 behind the arc, 39%. 25 rebounds tonight for Shelbyville, 10 coming on the offensive end, 6 assists and 6 turnovers tonight for the Bears. Final game numbers for Newcastle, 30 of 52. That's 58% from the field, 14 of 29. 10 of those 14 coming in the first half, 48% for the game, 31 rebounds, 8 offensive, 13 assists, only 11 turnovers tonight for Newcastle. A couple of individual leaders for the Trojans. Bumbleo with a good all-around game tonight, 6 rebounds, 4 assists. Blake Burris, 7 rebounds, 2 assists. Mason Hardwick with 4 assists to tie Bumbleo for lead in that category. Matney off the bench, 3 for 3 from the field, 4 rebounds tonight for number 33. Shelbyville led in rebounding by Zach Kuhn. He had 3 at halftime, 9 in the second half for 12. Garrett Davis with 5, and in the assist column, DJ Kramer leads the way tonight with 2.
Take a break on the post game. Brought to you by Cagney's. Shelbyville Mayor Tom DeVon, player of the game, coming up on Giant F.
The Shelby County Drug Free Coalition would like to invite you to their monthly meetings that are held at the Blue River Foundation building the second Thursday at 8 a.m. Bring your ideas, your concerns, and ask questions about how you can help fight the drug epidemic in our county. Second Thursdays at 8 a.m. at the Blue River Foundation building, the Shelby County Drug Free Coalition meeting. You're invited.
This is high school basketball on Giant FM.
Newcastle High School, not been a favorite venue for Shelbyville as far as finding victories over the years. Tonight, Shelbyville drops a pair in girls varsity play, 59-44, and in the boys game, it's Newcastle 89-54. Time now to find our Mayor Tom DeVon, player of the game. Good government through fiscal responsibility. Zach Kuhn, 26 points.
Yeah, not a good shooting first half for Zach, but he did find the range in the second. Better shooting. Got his point total up there with some free throws and some easy baskets around the rim, but he did do a good job tonight on the backboard. 12 rebounds to lead the way for Shelbyville. Davis also rebounding well tonight with 5. Kramer shot the ball a little bit better in the second half, but Kuhn stands out tonight as our player of the game.
Head coach Ryan Mack with us on the post game, brought to you by Cagney's. I don't even have an opening question. Your mic's on. Go ahead.
I just told the guys in there in the locker room, at halftime, you're down 39. I've never been in that position as a coach, and, they've never been in that position as players. So I just told them, realistically, you're not going to win this game. We're not going to have any hero speech at halftime to rally a group down 40. So we needed to figure out to do some things better in the second half, and I don't think we did. I think that defensively a lot of weaknesses showed tonight. Our closeouts were atrocious. Our rebounding was atrocious. Our awareness was atrocious. I think that a lot of it is I don't know why, because I thought that we were ready to go coming into this game. I thought that we got a big win against Connersville, and this group was coming along. And like I told them there, they have to block a lot of things out that they'll hear over the next week. We've been in this position before where we've lost games very badly, and I told them, you're going to hear a lot of things, and you just have to just put your head forward and move along, because everything we hear it's true. We're a very bad team tonight, very bad in all aspects.
Not much time to address it because you've got a 3-game week coming up.
Yeah, tomorrow, and we have a lot of guys taking SAT or ACT tomorrow. Our plan was to give them a scouting report when we got back to Shelbyville tonight on Greenwood and come in Monday. And the guys in the locker room want to come in tomorrow and shoot a little bit at 9. I said that's fine for the guys that can. But we all have to get better, me included, and we have to work harder because whatever we did tonight wasn't good. And apologize to anybody that made the trip here, just really disappointed in the way we represented Shelbyville tonight, and disappointed in myself, and the guys are disappointed, I wanted to make sure that we heard in the Newcastle locker room after celebrating a big win, those guys were ready to go. Luke Bumbleau was tremendous.
We'll see you in Greenwood Tuesday.
Thanks, guys.
Ryan Mack with us. Some final news and notes as we look ahead to next week, and we will have Shelbyville at Greenwood Tuesday, Shelbyville against Mount Vernon Friday, Golden Bears girls boys doubleheader with Franklin next Saturday. And I don't know if what we saw tonight is practicable, so maybe going ahead and playing Greenwood is just fine Tuesday.
Yeah, it's probably a good thing to get right back out there and play a team that, they probably should be able to beat Greenwood down there on Tuesday night. But this game tonight I don't think is going to define this season for Shelbyville whatsoever. I think that it was just one of those nights. Newcastle came out and all five guys were firing and hitting. They were 14 of 18. Early on, and then Bumbleau just went off into a different planet in that second quarter, and before you know it, you're down 30 points. So, Shelbyville, obviously, they know they didn't play well. Coaching staff knows they didn't play well, and it's a matter of putting this behind you, understanding that it's a big loss, but it's not going to define the season, and there's still a lot of basketball to be played.
Newcastle the winner, 89-54 in the opener of conference play this HHC season. For Jason Parker, I'm Johnny McCrory. Enjoy your weekend. Thank you for being with us. So long, everybody.
Thank you to these sponsors of high school basketball: Major Health Partners, Shelby County Drug-Free Coalition, Sandman Brothers, BP Dock Shop, McKay Manor First Bank, Shelbyville, Heritage House, Mayor Tom DeBon, Shelby Materials, Cagney's Pizza King, Maximum Results, Clark Orthodontics, Koenig Equipment,